views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert expert panel. It is Friday, and it's sunny, or it's trying to be sunny today, but I'll tell you what.
Ooh, it's a nice, cool breeze
sunny.
Out.
It's always sunny when you're here in the studio, Eldon Scott. Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. It may be cloudy outside, but I'm telling you what, in the studio,
Sonny.
Your smile and the red shirt and the fringe and the cowboy hat, it's happening right now.
It's always happening. When it's the Always Sunny Show. Good morning, Meg. Glad to be here with you.
Good morning. It's good to see you. Yeah. I know you have, I try to keep up with this man on Facebook, and I'm telling you, I'm exhausted just liking all the stuff you do.
You know, and it's... there's more things that I've done this week, and they just haven't made it to Facebook. So I can do a little catch up. It's been busy here and there, doing all the barbecues and serving folks in the community, and got a big weekend coming up.
We got
Sim Sock weekend with Leadership Pensacola. Oh, it's going to be a good time. So
keep your hat on.
Yeah, we don't talk about Sim Sock until it's after Sim Sock, right?
Right. I've done Sim Sock as part of the leadership class with the Pensacola Chamber. It's a simulated society.
Yeah.
And you know how society is today?
Crazy.
Get ready for Sim Sock.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Well, he is here today to talk about Sonny's Barbecue, one of my favorite places in town. And if you have a question about Sonny's or you have a comment, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. For someone maybe who, God forbid, has never been to Sonny's Barbecue, where are you located? Tell us all about the company, because it's a special story, really.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been in this community for right about 40 years. And started right over there off 9th Avenue, kind of where the Burger King is in front of the Ashley Furniture. That is where the original Sonny's location was.
Wow.
Now we have the location that's across the street, that your favorite location, Meg.
True. I admit it. The picnic tables and the shady
picnic
trees.
Picnic tables, shady trees. Mm-hmm. And it's got that drive-through because it's Meg's favorite.
Buy
one, get one free. Pulled pork sandwiches every Monday. So y'all make sure to take advantage of that.
Best deal around.
Yeah, so we've been here 40 years. We do have 4 stores in the news radio listenership, we like to say. So that 9th Avenue location, we do have a banquet room. So dates are filling up. Not trying to give you all the extra pressure, but, you know, you got those holiday parties coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know. You need to start getting those booked. We do have availability. There's no charge for booking the room. So typically we book the room for 10 at that 9th Avenue location. It can be up to 40.
Wow. And that's a huge money saver for nonprofits.
It is.
And for a family, if you're trying to have some kind of an event or a reunion, when you start paying for the room and then paying
and
for
then
the food
on
and
top
the drinks.
Of that. Yeah, it's a great deal. So
that's a great deal.
Depending on the menu, you know, it's, you know, standard service price and then plus gratuity. So, you know, for, I'd say, $12 to $15, $16, $18 if you want to go crazy with the menu. But, you know, per person,
that's
you're going to get
bad.
A full buffet. I mean, everybody's probably going to take home a plate as well. So there's normally a decent amount of barbecue left over. So we make sure to feed y'all good, healthy portions with that slow smoke barbecue. But
good stuff.
So if you got that banquet room, those holiday parties coming up, definitely go ahead, give us a call at the stores, or you can give me a call on my personal cell phone or shoot me a text, 850-418-3331. Love to help you get that room set up. But like I said, the sooner you know, you can get that room booked for you, and we lock it in. We don't charge a deposit, anything of that nature. I mean, obviously, we want to operate in good faith.
If of course.
You know, have a schedule change or whatever.
Right.
You know, give us a call and we can make that, you know, open that back up to somebody else. So
okay.
Be so a good neighbor.
Yeah. So you mentioned 9th Avenue. Did you already tell the other locations?
I didn't tell
the
other locations.
Oh, okay. So let's get those in there,
started talking about the banquet rooms. We'll talk about our other location that has a banquet room. That's our Navy Boulevard store. We hosted Southwest Rotary over there yesterday. Miss mm-hmm. Audrey Preston, Pensacola Parade people. So they were over there. David Stafford, the new city administrator,
yes.
he was actually in the house, so got to shake his hand and congratulate him.
Shout out to David.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, got to see Bill Sheffield, who's mm-hmm. a longtime Pensacola good old Marine boy. He's one of my favorite people. He's a good time. So
I call those
there.
The Pensacola personalities.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
certain people in this town, yeah. and I went to the Songwriters Festival
well.
last night, and I had a chance to see a lot of folks I hadn't seen in a while, and I just laugh because I'm thinking they're just these personalities.
Yeah.
They're just Pensacolians.
Hey, where there's a bill, there's a way.
Yeah, exactly right.
But it was a good time. Great to have those folks there. They had a scheduling conflict. They normally meet at the Yacht Club every mm-hmm. Thursday. And so glad to have them and appreciate them coming to patronize Sonny's
yeah.
for their meeting. So it's a great opportunity. Like I said, no charge for the room. We can host up to about 75 there. Same thing, buffet style.
And which location has the bigger room?
The Navy Boulevard
Navy
location.
Boulevard, okay.
Yep. So they have a big banquet room. Then we have two other locations in the News Radio listenership. We have our Pine Forest Road location, which is technically on Shelley Road.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little off the beaten path there, just south of I-10. Great team there. And then we have our Pace, Florida location, which is on Highway 90, directly in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have no excuse. Now you know where they are.
Now you know.
And
they all have drive-thrus.
Yeah, and so when you're going to go through the drive-thru, let me just take it from me. Go ahead and download the Sonny's Barbecue app.
You're so good.
I'm totally indoctrinated here.
Listen, if my boss is listening, we're going to have to put this lady on payroll.
Okay, yes, I'll take it. I'll do a testimonial anytime.
Yeah, there we go. So, definitely get that app downloaded for the Sonny's Barbecue. Take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways. You can actually load your credit card in there, so it makes it very easy to purchase. It's all secure, all that. But some people don't like to do that. My parents are those people. They don't like to put their credit cards in apps and do those
sure,
things.
Sure, okay.
You know, so all you have to do is just scan your receipts. So they, you know, scan their receipts and, you know, collect their points and take advantage of all those extra rewards. You're always going to get notifications of all of our special promos going on, all the different things. So definitely go to sunnysbbq.com. Navigate, download that app, or you can go directly to your mm-hmm. Google Play or Apple Store.
And y'all are pretty amazing, I have to confess. I mean, I've got quite a few apps on my phone, but
yeah.
I will say that you do have a lot of promos throughout the year, seasonal as well. And so now you've got the fall menu.
They keep going.
And there's some really good things on this fall menu.
Man. So
I'm
good.
Looking at you.
The pecan pie egg rolls. We got to talk about it. If you not had the pecan pie egg rolls, I will say the peach cobbler egg rolls are my favorite.
Oh,
but these
gosh.
Pecan pie egg rolls are really good. I mean, we literally take pecan pie, smash it to bits, wrap it in the egg roll wrapper, and deep mm-hmm. fry it, cinnamon sugar mm-hmm. with some whipped cream.
We have to think of, see, the egg roll throws me off a little bit because you think of egg rolls as not being sweet, but this is a sweet.
It is sweet. Think of a churro.
Like a fritter kind of.
Think of like a churro.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh,
you get that
so
cinnamon
good.
Sugar on the crispy. Mm-hmm. Crispy,
yeah, yeah.
crunchy shell.
Really good.
That
really good.
Warm, caramelly
okay.
pecan.
He does
pie.
This to me every Friday.
Folks, we open at 10:45 every day.
I'm hungry now. He does it every Friday. But speaking of Fridays, now for me, I'm, as you know, a big football fan. When I get together with a lot of friends.
She's wearing a Go Dogs shirt.
You betcha.
She's wearing a national championship Go Dogs.
And we're facing Auburn this weekend, and it's one of those games, oldest rivalry in the South. You never, it doesn't matter how we're ranked or who's ahead or what.
You know what they say, Meg?
What's that?
That's why they play the game.
Yes, sir. And this is going to be another one, right?
Yeah.
Right. Happening in Auburn too, so
ooh.
It's going to be interesting. And a night game, my friend Mike just told me.
I mean, you're going to say hopefully there'll be no toilet paper thrown, right?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. If you don't know what that's all about, there's Toomer's Corners in Auburn on the Auburn campus, and they throw toilet paper when they win and cover the trees.
I mean, that's one of the great things about college football.
And so many traditions.
We'll talk about some of the things that Sonny's can help you with. So,
yes.
You know, with football. But,
well, that's what I was going.
You know, that's
where I was
great,
going.
That's the great thing about college football. It's
yeah.
the history, the story, all the different things, all the nuances of different
yeah.
colleges and the things that they do. Right.
You the know, traditions.
They got,
and
yeah, all the different traditions and all the different this school does that thing. This school, you know, so that's kind of what's the fun
well,
part
I'll
about
confess, one of my favorite traditions is tailgating.
Yeah.
And that's the pregame party where you're there. And if and especially here in Pensacola, if you've got a house full of friends coming to watch the game, mm-hmm. no better way to cater it than with Sonny's Barbecue. Because that is
right.
the perfect wings and some macaroni and cheese and coleslaw. I mean, it's the iced tea. It's the perfect
I had some
menu.
This week, some of those slow smoked wings. I tell you what, yeah. with a little dry rub, that's what I was just feeling the mood for. So we got the wings, smoked wing, did a order of 10 with some of the dry rub.
Yes,
but
sir.
We do have it on the catering side. So
yeah.
50 wings for $49. It is a phenomenal deal. Slow smoked wings. You can order them. You need to order them 24 hours in advance
to
take advantage of that deal.
Yes, for the game
so you got
tomorrow.
A tailgate coming up or a mm-hmm. big party. Get that in, you know, to sunnysbbq.com. Take advantage of that. Serve up some slow smoked wings. You don't have to worry about it. Easy cleanup. We'll
yeah,
do it in disposable pans for you.
Great way
to enjoy
the game.
Meatballs, the barbecue meatballs. Do mm-hmm. some pulled pork by the pound. Add some buns or slider buns on. I'm telling you what. You can throw a party with some Sonny's Barbecue.
No doubt about it. So it's Friday. You would definitely need to do that today if you're going to be hosting a game tomorrow or
yeah.
Sunday, too, because you've
yeah.
got the NFL as well.
NFL.
So
yep.
lots of possibilities there. Now, are we going to do a giveaway today, sir?
We are going to do a giveaway.
So what do you think?
Are we teasing it now or are we?
That's up to you. You're the boss.
Yeah, let's tease it.
You're wearing
it right
the hat. Whoever's wearing the hat, they're the boss.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about catering just a little bit.
Yes,
so,
please.
We like to say we have three ways that we cater. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of events. We got a big one coming up. This is I'm actually not going to be able to be there this year. I'm going to be in Tallahassee for a corporate planning meeting. But we have the big annual USA, University of South Alabama Alumni Barbecue that we're going to be doing.
Wow.
And so we're actually, I think it's going to be 6,200 people that we're going to be feeding on Tuesday of this week.
Holy
over
moly.
In Mobile. So we're taking people from all of our stores.
6,200 people?
Yep. So we're going to be taking people from all of our stores and, you know, putting a team together, probably about 30, 35 people to get it all done.
Wow. So I can't even get my mind around that.
And it is crazy. It is really a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. But it is a lot
yeah,
of fun. Set up multiple
so.
Lines, get people through the line. So it yeah. is a lot of fun. So we like to say from 10 to 10,000, this is
Jeez.
Probably, since I've been with Sonny's, probably the largest one that I've been a part of. But
right.
Whether you need to feed 10 folks for a quick lunch, you know, at the office, we can do some pulled pork and a you know potato salad, make it nice and easy. Or you need a full spread for thousands of people, we can take care of you.
Wow.
So
that's amazing. Really,
yeah.
what's the menu? You have...
So pulled chicken, pulled pork, pulled chicken, beans, mac. I think they're doing coleslaw or potatoes. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but you know, so that you know, full meal for all the folks out there,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, it'll be a good time. They're gonna. It is a lot of fun. It really is. Why is it that hard work sometimes is a lot of fun?
I don't know, but it's so true. It is so true. And so one of the things, too, about the catering, you have done small groups, large groups. I'm getting quite a few texts in here this morning.
Yeah?
So one of
Got
them
a question?
Says, no, it's actually a compliment. It says,
right.
hey, Ellen, thanks for the good food at the bowling alley from the Pink Cowgirls.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you have to explain
yeah.
it to me.
Well, so that was a couple weekends ago. We got the opportunity to cater inside of Cordova Lanes, and shout out to them. They were so gracious to let us come in and support Miss Barbara Dean,
mm-hmm.
who's, I think she's Pensacola royalty, and Miss Fran Crumpton. They're, I don't know, the grand dames of Pensacola. They're such lovely ladies, and they're always so sweet, and so we actually went and catered in their meeting space, and
mm-hmm.
so they had bowling for boobies
for
breast cancer awareness month.
Well, the whole month is breast cancer awareness
yeah,
month.
Yeah, some ladies. Of course, I was dressed with the hat and the mm-hmm. shirt and the fringe and all the things.
We need
and
you a pink shirt.
There was a couple ladies who had cowgirl hats,
oh,
pink cowgirl
it.
Hats with tassels around the hats and boas, and so
oh,
we took it together,
it.
A picture
it.
Together. So
yeah, I'm
glad y'all
you,
enjoyed.
Eldon is everywhere. I got another compliment for you. This is from somebody in-house. I won't say who it is. It says, we have our employee luncheons. We have a staff meeting every
yeah.
month here at the stations, and we have our periodic luncheons here at the office to celebrate success. When the team members know it's Sonny's Barbecue, oddly enough, it's going to be and it's going to be catered. Attendance always goes up.
You know.
Suddenly the staff meeting is a priority.
Listen, I tell people all the time, if you want people to show up
for your employee meeting,
tell them there's going to be some Sunny's barbecue. They'll show up.
Exactly. Okay, then I got another one. This is sweet. So Sunny's catered my wedding reception recently, and then she said, he or she says, they are, quote unquote, big caps, the best, !! So many of my guests raved about how delicious it was, !!
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, so we do a lot of catering, you know, so thank you for choosing Sunny's. Glad y'all enjoyed it. Glad we have great teams, mm-hmm. and so we do, that's in that setup and serve, you know, style of service that we do for the catering side. Mm-hmm. We have a great team. We'll bring all the chafing dishes out, set up the tablecloths, set up your buffet line, you know. And
it can be as fancy or not as fancy as you want, right?
It can be as fancy or not as fancy as you want. So, like, we just catered a couple, you know, semi-plated dinners where we had, you know, part plated, part also like buffet style. So mm-hmm. we got everybody served quickly and then had some salads and desserts on the table. So mm-hmm. we're trying to accommodate people as much as possible and work through what the spirit of your event is, right?
Right.
So we want to honor that and then also help meet you where you want to be to create the event and the atmosphere that you want for what you're doing, because that's what we're here to do. We're in the service industry. We're here to serve you, and that's what we're about. So,
well, with someone like Eldon leading the charge, you know they're going to go above and beyond every single time.
Yeah.
So there's no small catering order.
No small catering order. That's right. That's why I say 10 to 10,000. So, you know, whether you're doing a pickup order, you just need a little bit of pulled pork or, you know, some mac and cheese. I had somebody needed a pan of mac and cheese. Ms. Barbara McNeil, she had a party. She's like, I'm in a hurry, Eldon. I just need mac and cheese. I said, I got you.
Mm-hmm,
and so she had a full pan of mac and cheese ready, you know, in a couple hours.
Yep.
And took care of her. So it doesn't matter, big or small. We want to take care of you and to help you have a great event and a great experience.
So the person that texted in about the wedding reception, and thank you so much for texting this in, added something. It said, they even asked about my colors and brought flowers to match for their setup.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, I love
that's
it.
That's what we do.
So if I wanted to have you here, we talked about picking up catering, like if I was going to bring some barbecue home for a football game or something, that would be 24 hours in advance.
Yeah.
What about this type of catering? If I'm going to have a party or I know the size would matter,
yeah.
of course,
I mean,
but how far in advance do we need to reach out to?
Yeah, I mean, if you're feeding 6,000 people,
yeah,
obviously, we need
more than 24 hours, a month
to prepare, honestly.
But a wedding reception,
but you know, 100,
like
100, 200 people, 300, 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a couple weeks' notice is we can get it done. I mean, we make stuff happen all the time, right?
Yeah.
So, did a catering for 100 people on a pretty short notice a couple weeks ago. You know, so we can make stuff happen, especially with having our stores work great together. So sometimes if somebody needs something, hey, we don't have it at this store, we can go get it from this store,
right.
and then meet in the middle and mm-hmm. take care of our customers. So that's what, you know, a great team across the board, and then we all work together real well. It may seem like we're different stores, but
mm-hmm.
really we're all part of the same company, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to serve the community and get you the slow smoke barbecue that you need.
Nobody does it better.
Make your guests and your fans and your mm-hmm. business and your associates and your employees rave about it and say, hey, I appreciate you serving us some good food. And that's all, it's so important when, you know, you're getting people together. Food is always like a central component.
You know what they say, food is love.
Hey.
So
bring the love
and
barbecue
and
yeah.
barbecue, absolutely.
Yep,
the best part, though, having been a hostess all these years, the best part, if you would put that right there on the table for me, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I'm done. It's the best. It's the best way to go.
Yeah.
850-437-1620 if you've got any questions for Eldon or want to talk about the menu a little bit or maybe share an experience you've had with Sunny's Barbecue.
We hadn't talked about the fall menu, really. So
let's do that.
But we got to do the giveaway. I'm
okay.
Looking at my timer.
I
only got like a little over 5 minutes left.
I know.
Left, so
I tried to warn you.
I got talking, Meg.
I can't help it. I know.
I know.
Okay.
All right. So giveaway time. Let's say third person to text in fall is going to win a family feast.
The word fall.
The word fall. Because we're going to talk about our menu. Yep. Name.
Your name.
I think
the word
you need
fall.
Their phone number too, so you can get that.
I can get that later. I can get all that later. But for right now, text in the word fall and your name. Third text. Okay. 850-437-1620.
There we go.
And while you're texting,
and I'm going to talk about that fall menu.
Talk about
so
the fall menu.
Come and see us. Well, we got this going This fall menu has been really enjoyed by a lot of folks. We have the Turkey Maple Club. So it's got our slow-smoked turkey with some candied bacon on garlic bread with your lettuce, tomato, cheese, and then that delicious maple barbecue sauce. So if you like a good maple syrup, you're going to love this barbecue sauce. It fits perfect in the fall palate, if you will. You know, it's just kind of feels like home a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. like you just made some, like I had an idea and I made some maple barbecue sauce at home. So that's probably the best way to explain it. We do have some pork collar burnt in. So we have some pork burnt in. So we got those as an appetizer. Sheriff Simmons and Tommy Leiter were in, and Whitney were in the restaurant the other day, and Tommy had gotten the pork burnt ends, and he was like, man, these are good. So recommendation, I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but he really enjoyed them. So definitely check those out. It's a good shareable appetizer, or you can get it as part of the meal. Those are really good with that maple barbecue sauce. Pork, we have pork corn cakes. So pulled pork corn cakes with coleslaw, onion rings, or onion straws. So that's a good one. It's basically our cornbread that's turned into basically a cornbread pancake. That's
so good.
Way to say it. Yeah,
it's so good. Yeah, so good. Okay, we have a winner.
I got a winner.
Yes, sir.
Winner barbecue dinner.
Congratulations to Steve, who texted in the word fall and was the third textee into our hot text line. So congratulations, Steve. I'm going to contact you after the show, and we'll get all your information so you can tell us, what has Steve won?
Well, Steve, you've won a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. Four proteins, three sides, your choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
All right, and that's going to go a long way for a football weekend, right?
Yeah.
For the family to get together.
We say it feeds 4 to 6, but, you know, honestly, it can go a little further. I mean, if you got, you know, four guys like me, it might feed four.
Right, just
but, you know, for most folks, it goes a little bit further.
Depends on the appetites.
A lot of leftovers usually.
Okay. Yeah. So this weekend, I know you're busy. Can we find you out and about somewhere?
Well, like I said, I'll be at SimSoc all weekend, so mm-hmm. I'll be a little tied up with that.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
that's right.
So, but we got lots of things going on today. Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's where I'm heading next. Big Brothers Big Sisters with the City of Pensacola. They got a mentorship program that they're doing,
so
I'll be heading down there with them.
Excellent.
We got the Crew to Yaya's tournament going on this afternoon, so they'll be out there. If you go out and support, you might get a little Sonny's Barbecue. You got See No Limits Fishing Rodeo going on first thing tomorrow morning with
that
Shriners
See No Limits,
and
yes.
Art Gateway. So that'll be going on. And
Taste
then,
of the Beach is happening this weekend,
Taste
so don't
the
miss
beach.
That festival I'll tomorrow.
Miss that one. One coming up, Taste of Gulf Breeze.
Yes,
Taste
that's
of
coming
Gulf
up
Breeze
next.
Breeze is coming up in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So
and
I believe
also, Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival is going strong.
Man, all the things. Tis the season.
It
it's that time of year.
Is.
All the things are happening. You know, the festivals and all the things before we get into the like full holiday season.
Yeah, well,
know,
that's why it's so fun to go to Stunny's, because I'm going from place to place. I just go through that drive-through.
Swing through the drive-through. Mm-hmm. Something I'm excited to announce too. We're gonna be the official Chuck-a-Puck sponsor.
What?
For the Pensacola Ice Flyers. So
no
as
kidding.
As you're out, yeah, signed the paperwork late last night, and so we are going to be the Chuck-a-Puck sponsor. Sonny's hits the spot.
Oh,
hey.
Ba-dum-bum. Clever. And I think
so
that's 2 weeks is opening game, I believe, in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Saturday.
16th is, yeah. is the, or maybe the 18th.
Yeah, 18th,
yeah,
I think
up.
It's the 18th.
So
yeah.
Excited about that. And, you know,
neat.
Longtime partnership with Wahoos and UWF and
very
like
cool.
USA, you know, football over in Mobile. So excited about that. And Greg Harris, you know, so
he was just
looking
here.
Forward to
yeah,
it.
It's
yeah.
going to be a lot of fun. Okay, we're down to our final minute here.
Yeah.
So if you can give our contact information one more time for everybody.
Yeah, so you obviously can go to sunnysbbq.com and you can see all the options that we have. We also do third-party delivery, so hey, if you don't want to go swing through the drive-through, or you know, you just got that late night craving, you want some barbecue, you definitely go to your third-party delivery apps. You can order some Sonny's Barbecue through there. We have the four stores in the local area. Definitely mm-hmm. come check us out. We forgot to talk about the one. Kids and grandkids eat
yes,
free every Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking
every
about that.
Every Saturday.
Yes.
So bring the kiddos out. One kid, free kids meal per adult entree. So make sure y'all come out and have some good slow-smoke barbecue with us. Let us serve you with some of that good Southern hospitality. Yeah, if you all your cater needs, the parties, those banquet rooms, I'm getting it all in. Get
you
that Sunny's
so
app.
Awesome. You Get are that just Sunny's killing app. It. It is always Sunny's here in the studio when Eldon Scott is here. Chief Kindness Officer, you live up to your name, my friend. You Thank really you. Do. So have fun this weekend at SimSoc. Good luck.
I appreciate it. I'm going to need it, I guess.
Yes, you are.
Y'all have a great week. We'll talk to y'all later.